RX Radio Sports with Mujahid Wiener.
Today in studio we have a superstar that went from cricket and netball and finally discovering her passion in the football industry. So yeah, she goes by the name of Leandra Smeder and she is also our chummy on the soccer field. So good day, Leandra. How are you doing?
Good day. I'm doing well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good, can't complain. So for the listeners who are not aware of who you are, could you please give them a brief intro?
I'm Leandra Smeder. I'm a footballer. I play for the University of the Western Cape in the Women's Cecil League. And I also play for the senior women's national team, which is named Banyana Banyana.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was born in Vialdrif, along the West Coast. I came this side to further my studies at CPUT. And then I played for CPUT in the USA League, which is the University Sports League. And then I started playing for their rivals, UWC, in the Cecil League. So, yeah, that's how I came about this side.
So you said you came from the West Side. How was the change moving from there into the urban area at the moment? Well, how did it affect you?
It didn't affect me that much, but obviously coming from a small town into a bigger city, the change was a big change for me because I don't really have a lot of family this side. But yeah, I adapted well and my focus was just my studies and soccer.
And soccer, yeah. So you have settled your heart on soccer after playing both netball and cricket. What was it about soccer that caught your attention the most?
With soccer, my father used to play, so I used to watch him when I was still young. But then netball was the first sport I learned to play because my mother played netball. But then at the later stage, I discovered that I'm more talented at football than all the other sports I participated in. And also with netball, I'm a bit short, so they usually took the taller girls.
And cricket, what was that? Was that just a phase in your life, or did you really enjoy the sport itself?
I enjoyed playing cricket. I learned the sport through my brothers. I have two brothers, so we used to play in the street. And the thing is, I had a netball ball at the time, so they wanted to use it to play street soccer. So I made a deal with them. If they use my ball, they had to allow me to play with them. So that's how I started playing cricket, soccer, and also rugby.
So could you please share with the listeners, how exactly did your soccer career start?
My soccer career started at primary school. The teacher at that time, we had a deal that I had to play for his boys' cricket team, and then he would take me for trials, like soccer trials, around the Cape Town area. And then I started playing soccer at primary school, and it went on into high school and varsity. And then I got scouted by the national team coach back then, 2009, at the USA Club Champs in Mafikeng.
Oh, that's great. So was playing for the national team one of your childhood goals?
It actually never was. But then, yeah, I started playing the sport, and when I got my first call-up, I realized that, I am actually that good then. So, yeah, the only players I actually recognized from back then, it was the players like Desiree Ellis, your Portia Modise. So for me to have played with Portia, it was an honor and a privilege. So, yeah, I met a lot of players that became friends and family over the years.
And when you were selected to represent the national team, how did it make you feel at the time?
I was excited and happy, of course, because it wasn't one of my dreams when I grew up. But then for it to happen, I was obviously happy. My family was happy. And also football helped me to further my studies over the year because I got a bursary at the university to play football at the time.
Oh, that's cool, actually. And during this time, from when your journey started now with the soccer until making the national team, what was your support structure like?
I had a good support structure. My family has always supported me, no matter which sport I participated in. And most of my friends, they supported me, even though most of them didn't, play sport that much, but yeah, I've never had problems going through my journey alone.
And in 2015, you won an award at the SAFA Cape Town Women's Footballer of the Year. Could you please tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, but yeah, I won the award for SAFA Cape Town. I think that year we won a lot of cups, and then I did well for my team and me personally, and I was honored to receive the award. And obviously, as a player, you always want to do better every season that you participate. Yeah. So that was motivation for me to do better for the following season.
So I've also heard that you are comfortable with the ball on both feet and can play either side of the field or in the middle. Is that true?
Yes, I am.
So you are, your position that you play is midfielder. How did that come about?
I actually started out as a striker, but then I moved on to left wing because I can kick with my left foot, so I was comfortable on the left side. But then I also had the advantage of cutting in and putting the ball on my right. So I enjoyed playing on the left side of the field. But then at my club team, I play everywhere the coach wants me to play, and I enjoy playing all positions I can play.
You have also been privileged to experience the 2016 Rio Olympics. Could you please share your experience?
The Rio Olympics was amazing. I got to play against Brazil with Marta. So we played against Marta, which is one of the best footballers in the world. And yeah, Rio was, it was nice. We got knocked out during the group stages, but it was a good experience for us, all of us as players, because we usually don't get to play a lot of European teams. And then it also helped us to see at what level we are at the moment when we compete against those teams. But it was a great experience and a good learning curve for all of us.
And you said that they were knocked out in the group stages. Could you tell me how was the team's reaction to that? Did they all keep their head up high and keep on going? Or were they all like sulking? And what was the team spirit like?
We were a bit disappointed with the results, but then we know we did well because we faced Sweden. We lost 1-0. We conceded like in the last few minutes. And then we had China, which also beat us. And then we played a draw with Brazil, which is also good for us to know that we are able to compete against those teams.
Yeah.
So we just need to keep our head up and keep on working hard.
Yeah. So is there any words of encouragement that you could give for a child that is in hospital and still has dreams that they would like to achieve in future?
Yeah, for all our children out there, whatever dream they have, they should work towards it, because everyone can reach their potential and just work hard in whichever sport they want to participate in. They should participate and just have fun, because the most important thing is participating in sport is to have fun, because if you're not going to enjoy what you do, then there's no point in doing it.
And is there anything else you'd like to share?
Cape Town to support women's football all over SA, and for everyone to just have a good day and enjoy the last days of Women's Month.
Thank you very much, Leandra, for the interview. It was really nice catching up with you.
Thank you for having me.
So as you know by now, Cape Town, we love what you're listening to. So you could connect to us through our social media on Twitter at RX Radio SA, on Facebook at RX Radio SA, Instagram at RX Radio SA, and on WhatsApp 060-621-8048. And that is your sports show. Thank you very much.
RX Radio Sports with Mujahid Wiener.